This is Lewis Navalier. It is Wednesday, July 15th. Happy Tax Day, everybody. Well, I thought I'd just update you on the market. Before I do, I just thought I'd take you back early in the week and talk about how the week started and how we're progressing here. The first thing I want you to know, early in the week, we were mostly led by big stocks. And our friends at Bespoke came out with a fascinating report Monday after the close that mentioned that the seven largest companies in the S&P 500, I'll name them for you, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Netflix, and NVIDIA, as a group, those seven stocks through Monday were up 45% year-to-date. The other 493 stocks in the S&P were down 11%. So, I just want to remind everybody that indexing makes the big stocks bigger. So the S&P is a very popular index. A lot of people buy it. Another popular index that's doing even better is the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100. And that is one of the reasons Tesla's so high, because it's a big component of the QQQ. I should add that Tesla will announce its second quarter results a week from today, on the 22nd. If Tesla can eke out an operating or earnings gain, it will be the fourth quarter in a row it's done that, and it could very well be out of the S&P 500. So even though Tesla has very lofty valuations, and a lot of people don't think that makes sense as a car company, CNBC finally started to report that this week, it will stabilize once it gets out of the S&P 500. The Tesla fanatics out there, which are quite a few, by the way, are pointing out that, you know, Tesla's not a car company, and it's really an AI company, and they're, you know, we're all going to be paying $100 a month for their AI technology to run all our cars. The only problem with that theory is on Tuesday, a German court basically told Tesla to stop its autopilot claims on its website. So its U.S. website's got to be changed because of a German court. So obviously, some of the claims might be exaggerated. And it's not safe to tell everybody the car can drive autonomously when it can't sometimes. So we'll see what happens out there. But I just want you to know the big are getting bigger. Well, the market is spreading out. Its breadth and power is actually improving in recent days, and one of the reasons is how the financial media is reporting the second quarter results. Now, this is the week where financials report, and a lot of financials are beating analysts' expectations, but their year-over-year aren't as good. And they're building bigger loan loss reserves because they're scared about the economy and how fast it's recovering. However, when you turn on the TV, they don't talk to you about the earnings might be down 35% year-over-year. They just talk about how much they've beat analyst estimates by and the guidance going forward. So it's almost like the financial media is trying to root the market on. They know that if the market goes up, apparently it's good for the ratings or something. So I think it looks like we're going to have a lot of earnings surprises because the analyst community is way too cautious. The analyst community was expecting earnings to contract over 43% in the second quarter on the S&P. I bet they're only going to be down 35% or so. The analysts are just too cautious. So that means lots of earnings surprises. And you have to provide positive guidance going forward. So I think we're going to get a lot of that. So for the next two or three weeks, we'll probably be okay. I do want to warn everybody the markets can definitely swing 4% or more a day. But there's some cheerleaders out there, and the cheering is being fueled by what's happening to the major indices, how much companies are beating estimates by, and it'll get bumpier as we go into August. The other thing I want to mention is yesterday the consumer price index rose 0.6%, due largely to higher gas prices and. But the thing that was interesting is interest rates fell. See, the Fed is really manipulating the yield curve right now. And as long as we have these ultra-low rates, it just forces everybody to go back in the stock market. seeking yield. And you can see on the tough days when the market's starting to get hit, the Dow doesn't get hit as much because it yields over five times the 10-year Treasury. So the Fed is definitely priming the pump, and the Fed has promised to keep these rates low for 2.5 years. Okay, so that's a lot. I should also add that we're still getting V-shaped economic news out of Europe. Factory orders in Germany were incredibly strong as they started up all the auto factories. Industrial production wasn't bad in the U.S. We're also having a heat wave for much of the U.S., so that makes industrial production go up because we have to turn on the air conditioners. So interesting times we're in, but so far so good. And we just want to see the breadth and power spread out here a little bit because the market was too narrow early in the week. And then as this earnings season goes on, the creme la creme, the stocks that post the good sales and earnings, positive guidance, will hog most of the money. And so I do expect the market to get more narrow as in the upcoming weeks. But overall, I can tell you I'm pleasantly surprised. The other thing I should add that's driving the market is the hope for a vaccine. On Monday, Pfizer has four vaccines in trial. Two were fast-tracked. Another company out there is promising that its vaccine is creating antibodies. I had a friend that had coronavirus, and he gives his plasma regularly to help because they all need those antibodies. So it's going to be interesting. President Trump on Tuesday after the close was also saying that we're a vaccine is coming. It's going to come faster than we think. And obviously, I assume President Trump wants it before the November election. So that's also driving the market. And there's just a lot of good news out there. Interest rates are positive. Surprises are positive. Economic news is still V-shaped. I know that, major states are shutting down. California just shut down big time. You just can't stop the party. And this is just the start of the second quarter announcement season. Good earnings come out early, bad earnings come out a little later. So let's enjoy the next few weeks, and then it's going to get bumpy again. And the markets might have to back and fill some. But overall, I'm incredibly impressed with the breadth and power of the market, the tone of the market. I'm even impressed that the financial media won't tell you earnings fell year over year, but they'll tell you they beat and they're guiding higher. So that omission is interesting. So there's a lot of cheerleaders out there for the stock market, including the major indices, which are driving stocks higher. So just hang on, enjoy the ride, folks. Next few weeks are going to be good, but expect up to 4% a day volatility. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the hotline and podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.